This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Manager's Report with Padres manager Mike Shildt, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better, and probably already at Oracle Park for the early game. Mike, it is good to have you back on. Benner Woods.
Yeah, good to see you guys. Yeah, at the ballpark, ready to get after it.
All right, give us a lineup then. Nobody ever breaks news on this show, Skip, ever. It never happens.
Same first six as always? I mean...
I think you're safe there.
Yeah, all right. That's all. I actually wanted to start there because we talked a little bit about it before, the consistency of that top six. I mean, obviously, you like what you've put together there to get your team started every day. First inning, maybe second inning. Hopefully, you know, you get as many of those guys up in the first inning as possible.
Yeah, that's right. I do like construction, clearly. Been riding with it for a while. Feel like it's working. You know, there's some methodology to it that, you know, again, lineups are, you know, can be fluid, but, you know, we've been in this season now and not so deep to where guys are getting days off, which obviously would affect the lineup, but just makes a lot of sense. The bottom of the lineup's done a nice job as well, turning over for those guys.
They really have, and I wanted to ask you about that, too. It's one of the, you know, it's nice. You got your first six, and then you can kind of move around, you know, depending on, you know, if Campy needs a day off or you want to get Sugar going against a lefty or whatever it is. But how are you kind of doing that right now with Jackson Merrill is one? You know, everyone wants to see that kid in the lineup every day. How hard is it to kind of temper his enthusiasm, your enthusiasm to see him play? Because he's really done a nice job so far.
He's done a great job. I mean, you know, he's been in there every game. You know, he hasn't started all but two. Like you mentioned, it's important, you know, like with Higgy the other day, to get him in there. And, you know, we need to keep guys that, you know, are usually coming off the bench and to keep them fresh, keep them engaged. We do have a 26-man roster. Want to be smart about using it. Allow those guys to participate as well, feel involved, and, you know, they're big league players. But, yeah, always good to see Jackson play. I love watching him play. He's done a great job. Also want to be mindful of, you know, the fact it's going to be his first full season in the big leagues, and it's a long year. And, you know, so you play the short game, and you also have to play the long game a little bit.
Talking to Mike Shildt here on 97.3 The Fan. It's our manager's report brought to you by SDCCU. And I didn't realize there was a term for this, but the Padres are playing a semi-repeater, they call it. When you face one team – and then you have a series, and then you go back and face the same team again. And like tonight, you get the exact same pitching matchup, Mike, as you did on Saturday. Does that change anything as a skipper when you've just faced a team and you have the same matchups again? And do you want to do things a little bit differently? Like, it's not football, obviously. You're not changing the playbook. But how does that impact a series when you've just faced the same team a few days ago?
Yeah, I've never heard the term either. It's a new one. I think it's taken place more, it feels like, in the league for whatever reason, from a scheduling standpoint. Doesn't bother me either way. You know, relative to changing anything, you know, the one thing that historically you would say, the more looks that hitters get at pitchers, the more advantage it typically is for the hitter, as the game goes. And then, you know, as we you know, are seeing Jordan, you know, for the second time in less than a week. So, you know, we'll evaluate and see. But, you know, we clearly know what he's going to do. And now we just got to make sure we're ready to compete against him.
I think that's the thing, talking to Mike Shildt here on Ben and Woods, that makes it so hard sometimes because – Yeah, he's seen you and thrown really well against you. Now he knows that he threw really well against you, and he may change his game plan. I mean, the chess and the overthinking that can go into it, I would be enough to keep me up 24 hours a day, every day, Skip, just thinking about, like, oh, is he going to change his game plan on you guys after a really nice performance?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's about anything in this league. It's about consistency of what you're doing. There is a little bit of the, I'm trying to think of the correct word, strategy, you know, mentality, or, you know, how you want to execute, because, you know, it's clearly a league that has all the resources to be able to evaluate on metrics, on analytics, on the eye test, on the competition. So now it's like, oh, well, you know, you did well. Do you change it up? Do you stay with your strengths? Do you go against your strengths to get their strengths? Do you go against, you know, your weakness against their weakness? You know, it's just, you land on a lot of different places. The ultimate is execution, you know. I don't think it's going to be a real big secret that George is going to throw a lot of sinkers, sliders, and splits. You know, he showed the ability to throw a split later in the count, which was a little surprising, and execute it. You know, if a guy's got three good weapons, that's throwing 96 and 99 with good sinker, they can also hit with a split finger in the 2-2 or 3-2 count and, you know, throw what he wants to. That's going to be tough to battle, but we'll battle it. If he can't, it gets easier on our side. So it really just gets down to execution of what your best weapons are against the team that you're competing against, and see where it stacks up.
You know, it's funny. I feel like the word you were looking for was approach, which is the word that a lot of fans, myself included, go, oh, I liked their approach last night. They scored 7 runs. You know,
I was thinking like going against tendencies,
yeah,
or with,
yeah,
tendencies.
But when,
yeah,
when you hear the word approach, it's very general, you know, and could you, as the skipper, explain, you know, so far so good for Victor Rodriguez and as the hitting coach, and, you know, you're seeing some guys really thrive right now, guys like Campusano, guys like Crony, looking great early part of the season. What has he brought, number one, and what is kind of his philosophy and, I guess, approach?
Well, I'll just unpack the approach in general. I think it's a great opportunity to explain some things about approach. You know, approach, intent, plan, whatever those words you want to use, you know, they can be buzzwords, but without them, you don't have a plan, you don't have an approach, you really don't have anything, you don't have an identity, you're not really going to stand for anything. So it starts with having one. Then the next chapter of that is having the right one. And then beyond that, being able to change it relative to what you see in competition. You know, it gets to be about execution. So, you know, you think about an approach, offensive approach, you know, clearly we're going to have an approach to how we're going to do everything, how we're going to pitch guys, how we're going to defend guys, sure, how we're going to base run against guys, et cetera. But now, again, it gets to be about, is there intent to what that looks like? And the thing that I've been really, really, really pleased about, and that will segue into the offensive side of it, is, you know, the clarity of what we're trying to accomplish with our approach from an offensive standpoint relative to our strengths and relative to what we're going to see and our ability to adjust as the game goes. We talk about being better as the game goes. Been really pleased with that. Now, people hear that and say, well, you know, you didn't execute some days. Well, I can tell you this game is stinking hard.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no excuse to that. I'm not an excuse maker, but I'm also a realist. And there's times where, you know, we don't get it done, or we do get it done. But if we don't, well, I didn't have a plan, didn't have an approach. And there are times where you'd be right. We maybe had one, but didn't focus enough to really execute it or have the right intent to execute it. But I can tell you, we've had the right intent to execute. And when you have the right intent, that's all you can ultimately ask for. You know, the physical ability and execution, you know, is usually your best opportunity. Relative to Victor, that's what he brings. He brings a real simplicity that also, I think, has genius to it in its simplicity and a consistency, not, you know, just doing the same thing over and over, but doing it, making sure we stand for something with our offense, how we're going to compete, how we're going to get back to something if we get away from it. And it's really about just having a good at bat, using the whole field, being aware of what he's throwing, and then being able to go about and having a good quality at bat. And then when the game starts and the player, you know, the guy facing us is not doubling up on his fastball, or, you know, doesn't have a certain pitch, or has a pitch that we weren't expecting, or throwing in more than we were expecting, there's a conversation about it amongst the group, and there's an adjustment, and, you know, that's all you can ask, and that gives you the best chance for success. And Victor's done a tremendous job, knew he would, and really glad to have him on the staff.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, how's Manny doing? I know you'd probably tell everybody, not the best at-bats the last couple of games. He's still on pace for like 40 homers and over 100 runs batted in. But in terms of the rehab and, you know, getting back to third base soon, just how's he progressing in your eyes?
Yeah, I'm glad you said about the 40 homers, 100 RBIs. You know, we talked about the long game earlier in our interview today. And, you know, you look up and you have a couple games that, you know, balls don't fall or, you know, see a guy as well, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know. But he is on pace for 40 homers and 100 plus RBIs, which would probably put him in the top 10, 5 in MVP voting. Relative to his throwing, he threw the other day, he's a little bit ahead of schedule. I don't want to create too much buzz about it, but he is, you know, in a good place relative to his arm. He's still got a way to go, but he threw to, you know, he's been playing catch, been extending out his distance in his catch, and, you know, on Wednesday he was taking ground balls and getting fees to second base, which is encouraging, and sounds like he came out of it, you know, feeling good. So, you know, we're still a couple weeks away from, you know, getting any serious consideration about him being on the field, but he's making strides.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schild, here on Ben and Woods this morning, and I always say it, and I will always have your back on it, because I think it's the hardest thing to do in professional sports, other than actually hitting a baseball, is managing a bullpen. It speeds up really fast. You know, you throw Wandy Peralta in there the other day, you're not expecting him to hit the first two guys. And, you know, it's like, oh, boy, all right.
I did that in Little League.
Yeah, dude. You got to get somebody hot. And you got to get somebody hot quick. It's a slow game, but it speeds up. It's got to speed up on you. Nobody's expecting that from Wandy. For you, what are you wanting to see more out of your bullpen right now?
Yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, a big part of your job is running the bullpen. You're always got contingency plans. You know, you always are expecting it to work, but you're preparing for it in case it doesn't. So, you know, the day it didn't work for Wandy to get going. And so we had, you know, he had Suarez ready and and to back him up. You know, once we see what's taking place in front of us, you know, you got the three batter minimum. So, you know, there's different kind of strategy, not as much of as there used to be where, you know, you could kind of go hitter to hitter and at least start with a guy. But anyway.
Do you like that rule, by the way, or do you hate the rule?
He does not like that rule.
Well, it makes it a little bit easier on him. You know what I mean? Like, if you can pull the trigger quicker if you need to.
I've met a manager who likes that rule.
I know.
We just lost Schulte.
Oh, did we?
Oh, no.
Oh, crap.
You didn't like that question.
I like that question.
Bad question.
Bad Woods.
I was just going to say to him, there's no manager can manage a bullpen well. If the bullpen is performing well, it's because you have good relievers in your bullpen, and they're getting the job done. If the bullpen doesn't perform well, it's usually because the manager is misusing them and putting them in the wrong situations. It really is the no-win situation for any skipper, which is
I would hate it.
We got Mike Schilt back. I was just saying, Mike, that managing the bullpen is a no-win situation. When you guys get the job done, it's because you got good relievers out there and they're getting the job done. When they don't, it's because, well, you're an idiot and you put them in the wrong situation.
Exactly.
There's no way for the manager to win on managing a bullpen.
You guys there?
Yeah, we got you back.
Yeah, so you basically just told me I got no way to win.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, that's good.
But your players can, so that's good.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's a gig. You know, bullpens are you know, sometimes, like you say, you're only as smart as your bullpen. You know, basically what you do is you put them in the right position. You know, don't like the three-batter minimum rule. It's a rule. Major League Baseball enforces it. I got to abide by it. Do I love it? No, because I don't think it allows you to manage as aggressively as you can. But it's just another different way of using strategy. You know, ultimately what you want out of your bullpen is, and I like our bullpen. I don't want to mistake that. I like our guys. I like our group. And, you know, ultimately what you want guys to go out and be aggressive and trust your stuff and live in the strike zone and allow their defense to work for them and control counts and control the running game.
He learned under Tony La Russa, remember?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The guy who, he probably would have quit once the three-batter minimum rule came in.
Yeah, Tony, I played phone tag with him yesterday about a few things, but I didn't get a chance to talk to him. He, you know, he's one of the modern, you know, guys that, you know, did a lot of things, but especially with the bullpen was ahead of his time.
All right, well, before you go, I'm just curious. Now, you did the Korea trip. That was atypical. What's kind of a typical road trip like for Mike Schilt? What do you do? Like hotel, mornings? How do you spend your time when you're on the road?
Still haven't gotten to more of a traditional road trip because it's our first one stateside. And, you know, you don't typically show up for a day game first day of a road trip. So it's a little different. I'm a night owl. Typically I'll read, after games, and of course you always, you know, thinking about the next day a little bit, but try to separate the business and the personal. But I'll get up and I've gotten, stay at some nice properties that typically have like a steam or sauna. So I like to go in there and just kind of decompress and grab a little breakfast maybe and head to the ballpark.
I love it.
Well, I'm sure you got a scrum to get to, so say hi to, you know, Lynn and Nacy and all those guys up there, and hopefully get a win today in the series. Spoil their opening day for us, would you?
Oh, yeah, the best.
That's why we're showing up.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Skip. We'll talk to you next week.
Hi, guys.
All right, Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.